Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your audio guide to the game. Today we concentrate on the Reds' final fixture of the season against Southampton. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and with me today, Ben Hibbs, Mark Froggatt from ManUnited.com. Let's be honest, it hasn't been a good campaign, has it? What are your thoughts going into the final game?
It's not been the best, has it? But I think what we've tried to do with Giggs coming in the last four games is try to end it on a positive note, and play football the United way. We've played some attacking football, scored a few goals, and it'd be nice to continue that on Sunday. I think that would be a nice way to sign the season off and look ahead to next season and forget about this one.
What do you think the manager's going to do? Because he's given everybody a chance, and he's, you know, he threw in some youngsters to great effect on Tuesday night at Old Trafford. I mean, he's got a lot to choose. What do you think he'll do at Southampton?
He might as well ask me for the lottery numbers, because I haven't got a clue. He's gone back to the Sir Alex days. I mean, David Moyes made one or two changes, but this is back to Sir Alex days when it's like 6 or 7 and you haven't got a clue what kind of team it would be. I mean, personally, I'd love to see Wilson again.
Yeah.
I think we all would. I'd love to see Nemanja. I'd like to see Giggsy play, so I hope he dons the tracksuit in the technical area. But other than that, yeah, let's just attack, let's try and score some goals, and let's finish this season on a high.
There is a chance, a slim chance, we could still make Europe. We have to win, and Tottenham must lose against Villa, which is not a likely prospect after seeing Villa against City. But I think we should be in Europe. I hope we are in Europe, but a lot of people don't want us to be in the Europa League. What do you think?
I don't really understand why you wouldn't want to be in Europe. I mean, I know it's
Thursday, Sunday is
not an easy thing to negotiate, but I just think that we're Manchester United, we should be playing European football. And yes, it's not the Champions League, but I still think that it's, when it comes to attracting players, I think if you're playing in a European competition, I think that would help. And I also think there's young players in the squad that would benefit from playing in any European competition. So I'd like to see us get that place, although I think that it is unlikely.
Yeah, I'm not totally against the idea of the Europa League. I think, as you say, it's good to be in Europe. This club belongs in Europe, and there'll be some good trips for the fans and for the players and for us to kind of go into places we wouldn't normally go. But I also see the benefits of not being in it. I mean, the Liverpool comparison is easy to make, but there are obvious benefits of just having Premier League games and domestic cup games to focus on, and especially a season as important as next season. That might be nice, but either way, let's just enjoy it and do our best and let's climb that table.
With the league next season, you know, we finished down the table this season. It's not going to be easy to go straight in and win it again next season. So I think if you've got a competition there, if we get a new manager comes in and he could win a European trophy, I think that would be brilliant. And also we've never won that trophy before, so it'd be nice to sort of complete the set.
Yeah, we're not used to these relatively meaningless end of season games, are we? Like these last games where you think in the past we've been either going for a title, just miss out, or won it dramatically. Not quite. Doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it seems really, really strange, because we're just used to, we're going for the title. We're the ones who sort of are trying to win something on the final day of the season or before that. But I think that the way things have gone this season, I think we owe it to our fans, especially the ones who travel, you know, away up and down the country and abroad. I think we owe them a good performance on the final day. So it'd be nice to sign off with a few goals and just set up for next season, really.
Well, what about those supporters throughout this season? I mean, the away fans, I suppose, it doesn't really matter what season, they've always been terrific, but they've had quite a lot to put up with this season.
Yeah, I mean, this season they've been brilliant, haven't they? I think even if you speak to David Moyes, he will be the first person to say that the away fans have been outstanding. The noise levels are just outrageous, really, and the support of the manager, even during those difficult months and difficult games, was incredible. They never turned, always supporting the team, and always willing them on. And I don't think our away fans get enough credit. I think they're among the best in the best in the Premier League.
One of the things that Vidic said was that it's easy to praise your fans when you're doing well and when you're winning trophies, but it's when you're not doing so well, that's when you really need them and you want them to show their class. And that's what they've done this season. I think we can be proud of the way our fans have been this season.
I think when Juan Mata arrived, it might have been you, Stuart, who asked him, what have you been told from David De Gea about the club? And he said one of the things David said was that these fans support you even when things aren't going right. Perhaps in Spain that's not the case, but over here we support the team regardless. And our away fans especially, and our home fans, but our away fans especially have been amazing.
Let's hope we can end on a high. Let's hear from inside the United camp ahead of Sunday's trip to St Mary's.
yeah, it's a tough game. It's going to be a tough game, and it's their last home game. And just like we tried to do, we tried to end it on a high. So they've had a particularly good season, and a lot of players have come through, and it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game, but one that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, Luke Shaw, Adam Lallana, two of the stars of the season, linked with big summer moves, but they've both had excellent campaigns and probably deserve a place at the World Cup after that.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they're exciting players. Obviously, Lallana's been about for a bit. I think he's been with the club right through the different leagues that Southampton have been in. Luke Shaw's come to the fore this year and done really well. So, yeah, they're an exciting team, and they've got, you know, good young players.
Well, that is it for this season. Thank you to Ben. Thank you to Mark. Have a great summer, and we look forward to seeing you again next season.